Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I tell you, it's a beautiful day down here at the beach, but I just want us to take a second and just wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you know, whether you're a Christian or not, just take a second and just put up a prayer, put up some thoughts for the families of these miners. We lost 25 miners, worst accident in mining history in the United States. Four others are missing, and three of these were from the same family. And I think sometimes we forget just how fragile life is. You know, we get wrapped up in the semantics of what's going on. We get wrapped up in the egos. We get wrapped up in all of this crap that goes on. And there's people out there busting their butt day in and day out for us. And, you know, we think of it from the military standpoint. Very seldom do we actually reach deep and realize, you know, there's people that work 11, 12, 1,500 feet underground digging out coal so that we can have electricity. You know, and I just, you know, the more I've watched this today, I thought, here we are talking about influencing people. And these people influence somebody's life. We don't know why things happen that happen, but we know right now that there are some grieving people. So just reach out where you're at and just put up a prayer for those folks, because, man, that's got to be devastating. I don't care who you are or what you are. You kiss your spouse goodbye. They go to work. And although you know accidents can happen, this is the 21st century. They're not supposed to. And for a community to lose that kind of people, it reminds me of a movie I watched over the weekend called Broken Bridges with Toby Keith. So anyway, let's get back on to some brighter things, but I wanted to reach out to that. Becoming a person of influence. We've talked about modeling. We've talked about the second level, motivation. Now we're at the third level, mentoring. How do you enlarge other people's lives? See, that's when you get to this level, this is where it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be a miner. You could be a pastor. You could be a teacher. You could be a dad, a mom. You could just be a person that feels like all they do is go into work and go home. But I'm telling you, there's somewhere somebody is there, and they're watching you. And to become that person, to become a person that people want to emulate, they want to become like, to become a person who influences others and makes a positive impact in their life, then you've got to come alongside of them. You've got to get into their lives. You know, it's amazing to me how many people throughout my life that I've gotten to know deeply. I know more about them than they know about me. And it's because as I studied this at a young age and as I watched my drill instructor dig deep to pull out stuff in us, I realized, you know what? What's most important is making other people feel like they're somebody. I remember watching Art Williams on stage. It didn't matter what day of the week it was. He was up there. He was pumped. Didn't matter what was going on behind the scenes. He made the people in the audience feel important. And that's what we've got to do. But let's try to hone this in. What is the meaning of mentoring? And the guys write it this way. And for you, that this might be the first show where we're really going through a book called Becoming a Person of Influence by John Maxwell, the leader of leaders, and Jim Dornan, the CEO of Network 21, one of the oldest and largest organizations in the Amway family. And they say that they put a definition of this. Mentors impact eternity because there is no telling where their influence will stop. So the meaning of mentoring is impacting eternity through other people. See, that's pretty powerful when you think about it. You realize that there's going to be people out there that you're never going to meet. You're going to impact their lives through a legacy that's left, through trainings that are left. It goes back to one of the guys that I got to know really good, and that was Coleman Orr. He used to be in Amway and went on to do some great things in this industry. But we'd go to lunch, and he'd just sit there and tell me stories and tell me what he did right and what he did wrong, and it was amazing to me the way he did that. But I want to talk about what does enlarging others do for you? And you guys might want to write some of this stuff down. You know, the first thing it does is enlarging others is an investment. You know, you're not wasting time. You're not spending time. You're investing your time with other people. Now, there's an author, Alan Lloyd McGinnis, And John puts this in this book, and here's what this author says. There is no more noble occupation in the world than to assist another human being to help somebody succeed. Man, when you help other people succeed, the sky's the limit. You know, there's a show that Sandra Bullock was just on that she did about this Southern family that takes in this black boy. They adopt him, they make him his own, and now he's a famous football player. And what I got to thinking the other day about that show was, here this family helped enlarge this kid's life. Now, these families have deep-rooted values. They're very proud of their Christianity. They're very proud of the lifestyle that they lead. And the mom on a show that I was watching talked about the fact that her and Sandra Bullock got to talk a lot about faith. And I thought, man, how ironic the timing of things, because now Sandra's going through a pretty awful time, and I bet she's got a new friend that she can call and talk to. And that's what you want. You want to be able to impact and mentor people's lives in a crazy way. One of the things about enlarging others is that you're able to raise their level of living. You notice I didn't say lifestyle. I said living. Dennis Waitley says it this way. The greatest achievements are those that benefit others. Anytime you help people to enlarge themselves in any area of their life, you benefit them because you make it possible for them to step up to a new level of living. And this last week, I just had a crazy week. Family stuff going on, crazy stuff on the internet, business stuff happening, and I really was able to dig deep in myself. I pulled this book out, and then I pulled out a brand new book that John just wrote. You guys need to go pick it up. And I have no clue what I just did with it. Yeah, I was at the beach this morning with it. Here it is, right here. It's called Everyone Communicates, But Few Connect. And I've been sitting here studying, and I got to thinking, you know what? No matter what hits us, if we want to be influencers, if we want to influence people's lives, then we've got to continue to stay focused on what we believe that our purpose is in life, whatever it is that we're going after. See, that's the key. And sometimes we're going to have things hit us blindly. It's just going to smack, and we're going to think, man, that wasn't supposed to happen. But if we keep focused forward and we keep helping other people and we raise their level of living, the sky's the limit on what can happen. See, this is great, and the guys write this in this book. This is a takeaway moment, man. Write this down. When you enlarge others, you seize an opportunity to help them reach their potential. How many times do we go through life? We have teachers that berate us. We have bullying that goes on in school. You know, you go to college and you get a little freedom, and all of a sudden, you know, you're flunking a couple classes because you're partying too hard. You get away from college. Now you're raising your family, but, you know, those credit card debts got to you. The economy went south. You tried to flip houses, and one of them fell on top of you. Well, think about this for a second. Are you reaching your full potential? Why did you get into network marketing? Why are you wanting to do a business for yourself? Why are you on this radio show? Everybody on this show has an agenda. Everybody on this show is here for a purpose. They're wanting to get one nugget of information that's shared and be able to change their life. And that we're all that way. Shoot, that's why we do these shows. It's because Jim and I want to get stuff too. But think about this for a second. What if today you were able to give a nugget of wisdom into somebody's life? See, I'm a firm believer, folks. It's not about knowledge. It's not about being smarter than the other person. It's not about, you know, having all the right answers. What it's right is gaining wisdom, learning through your mistakes and moving to that next level, knowing who and what you want to surround yourself with. See, when you increase people's potential to succeed, you're leaving a legacy. Not only are you becoming a person of influence today, you're becoming a person of influence tomorrow and the next day. See, when you enlarge other people, when you become their mentor, you increase their capacity for growth. Most people are limited in their growth. They can only handle so much. That's why a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships seem to stagnate after a while. And it's because you can only grow so high unless you really start searching out other help. That's why books like men are from Venus. No, wait a minute. Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus. You know, became so popular during the late 80s and early 90s is because people really didn't want to go through divorce. They wanted to try to reach out and change some things. That's why John Eldridge, somebody that I've met at Catalyst, somebody that I really admire, wrote a book called Wild at Heart. And it was so that men and women both could understand this is the way men are. This is just a natural. Deal with it. Learn to live with it. Understand that they're not supposed to wear pink frilly dresses. They're supposed to be conquerors. They're supposed to be able to protect. They're supposed to be able to honor. You know, folks, when you start to realize that you've got to grow too, to become a person of influence, this isn't about what you're going to just do to your team. This is about what you're going to become. Because once you start to become that person of influence, once you start reaching up to a mentor, once you start reaching out to gain wisdom, then you increase your potential for your organization. See, that's the key. And this never fails. I've learned this every time I've come alongside somebody to be mentored or to be equipped and to grow. Somebody else comes alongside of me, and it's the same thing, and it starts to happen that way. A lot of times, none of us realize it's going on until afterwards and we look back. You've got to make yourself an enlarger. You've got to want to help people. It's not about beating people up. It's not about making things personal. It's about helping people. You know, the more I dig into to just a lot of different philosophies right now, I'm studying everything that I can get my hands on about what makes people tick in today's generation. And it all comes back to what I shared yesterday out of John Maxwell's book, which he stole out of the Bible. Treat people the way you want to be treated. See, it goes back to what John says about that 101% rule. You find 1% that you can agree on, you give it 100% of your effort, the sky's the limit. It's not about being number one. It's not about being the best. It's not about being rich. It's about being the best that you can be. I think that's why Art Williams always said, all you can do is all you can do. But all you can do is enough. And if you give it your all, then somebody else is going to see that, and they're going to come alongside you. I had a gentleman over the weekend, a man that I do not believe I have ever personally met, and I'm not going to give his name. But a few months ago, I was in a situation where we had blogged about a company. And this company had sent us a cease and desist letter, and we turned it over to our attorney. And just like everything else in life, we try to make everything public. We do our best just to be out there and transparent. And this gentleman, I'd seen him hit my website, and then I saw him over on Facebook, and he sent me a small email. And he said, listen, I don't want you to worry about what it might take to defend this action. We'll take care of your legal bill because what you're doing is right. Over the weekend, I had a similar situation come up. And this gentleman, and I mean truly a gentleman and a half, just the neatest guy. And he sent me a little note, and he said, Troy, thank you for just staying focused on what you need to focus on and helping other people. You are an advocate for distributors. You know, it's those times in life when somebody else is enlarged, when somebody else is helping me to grow, that I realize that's the key of helping other people to grow. Now, there's something here I think this is important. You have to carefully choose the people that you're going to enlarge. So you need to find people, or people are going to find you that want to model what you're doing, your value system and everything. Not everybody that comes to you, though, is coming to you with a clear motive. And I see this a lot in the people business period. It doesn't matter if it's network marketing, if it's pharmaceutical sales or what it is. There are people that want to come along beside you. They will entice you with the nice words, oh, I want you to mentor me. Oh, I've been watching what you're doing. Oh, you're doing great. You know, oh, if I could just have 5 minutes of your time. And then the next thing you know, they're trying to recruit you into their business. They're trying to sell you something. Be cautious. Pick the people that you know have a burning desire inside to be somebody, a burning desire inside to change their life, not just a temporary lifestyle, but their life. When you see that, when you understand that, when you they're few and far between. It's probably a lot like prospecting, and I'm not the expert at that. That's a Todd Falcone, Jim Gilhouse type deal, but you're going to go through the numbers. I know that much. You may go through 100 people to find 3 or 4. Same thing, I think, with enlarging people. You're going to grow some big teams, and there's people who are going to come around you, but at the end of the day, there's only going to be a few. And here's some things that you can look at, some things that I think might help. Select people whose philosophy of life is similar to your own. You know, it'd be kind of hard for me to mentor an atheist. Now, we'd have some great, great conversations, but we would always be focused because our ideologies of our spiritual life is just in two different rooms. It would be different. So pick people, you know, that have similar life choices of your similar values. Roy Disney put it this way. It's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. If you and the other people you mentor have similar values, you will be able to make harmonious decisions as you work together. This is why you see some teams just go down in history. You know, the founders of Primerica, the founders of WMA, the founders of Amway. You know, when you look at these longevity companies, you realize, man, these guys all had something in common. Second thing you want to do is choose people with potential you genuinely believe in. It's kind of hard to mentor somebody that you see is self-sabotaging their success over and over and over. You know, you want to be able to come alongside and work with that. Now, I got to admit, I self-sabotaged my success for years. But I listened. Even though I wasn't doing everything I was supposed to do, I was asking the right questions, and I'm hard-headed. So you're going to be cautious on that one, but pay attention to it. Thirdly, select people whose lives you can positively impact. I've had a lot of teenagers go through my life, and every now and then one of them will connect on Facebook that are in college, and they're doing something that they enjoyed. And every one of them have said, Troy, the one thing that stands out in our mind as you taught us Sunday school wasn't what you said about Jesus or what you said about the church, but it was the fact that you said, follow your dreams, not your parents' dreams. And they said, that's why we're majoring either in film or some, I mean, they've all got different things that they're doing, but they're doing what they wanted to do. They did what was in their heart. That wasn't to go against what their parents were telling them. But it was to let them understand something I learned a long time ago. Sooner or later, your parents go on down the road, and you're left with a decision that you may not have made in the beginning. And if you focus on what you want out of life, the sky's the limit. Plus, man, I live in a place where I see all these people with high-end degrees, and they're all doing something that they enjoy now, not what their degree was in. So you want to select those people who you know you can positively impact. Now, this is a good one that the guys write here. Match the men and women to the mountains. See, this is good. The greatest mentors develop people to a level beyond their ability. Now, folks, when you match people up correctly on your team and you start to build this mastermind team, everybody's together, all of a sudden you can match some people up that's going to help you. The growth level will be phenomenal. And that's what I love. That's the key. Now, how do you do this? You know, really enlarge somebody's life. How are you supposed to change their focus and their outlook when you probably don't even realize how you've done it yourself? Here's some things. Just write these down. And then you got to buy this book because I can't do justice to, I mean, think about that. I'm trying to do justice to a John Maxwell book. You got to go buy the book to get this. And I'm no Jim Jordan. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, listen, you've got to see their potential. One of the things that I remember walking off that bus on January 13th, 1982, was that I was walking off that bus knowing that I was a snot-nosed teenage kid that had no clue what he was getting into. That drill instructor didn't see me that way. That drill instructor saw me as a Marine. He just knew he had 12 weeks to make it happen. He saw my potential before I saw it in myself. You have to see their potential. You've got to cast the vision for their future. Let me tell you something. Life can get you down. All kinds of stuff can hit you. You've got to cast that vision for their future. Now, they're going to have to buy into it, but you can cast it. See, that's the key. It's not where they're at today that matters. It's where they're going. The third thing is tap into their passion. I share this no matter what. When people call me and say, Troy, is this the kind of company I should join? My first question is, what do you do as a hobby? What is it that you truly love? What is your passion? I think overall that's the key. And I'll tell you what, one of the craziest things, this is a rabbit trail, but listen to this. There are so many top leaders in network marketing that are great surfers. I am amazed that we don't have some kind of surfing company that's a network marketing company, because these guys love that. And, I mean, you can see it in their videos, the passion that they have. It's hilarious. But anyway, you've got to address their character flaws. There's not a person listening to this radio show, there's not even the host doing the radio show, that doesn't have character flaws. We all do. But when you get close to somebody, out of love, you can say, man, you need to change this or you need to change that. I was talking to a guy the other day trying to start a network marketing company, and every other word out of his mouth was the F-bomb. And it's like, dude, you know, you need to be more like a politician. Okay, not Joe Biden, but just a good, typical politician that doesn't slip up in public. You know, we all have character flaws. You've got to work with them. That's huge. Abraham Lincoln said it this way. Character is like a tree, and reputation is like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. See, think about that. Martin Luther King said it this way. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moment of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Folks, you got to be straight with them. Focus on their strengths. Man, I learned this from Andy Stanley. Listen, focus on people's strengths. Who the heck cares about the weakness? Somebody else is going to come onto the team that's going to have that strength, and you'll deal with that. But focus on the strengths. If you focus on people's strengths, that's where they grow. If you focus on their weakness, they start to get a little depressed. There's a reason they call it a weakness. Enlarge them one step at a time. One step at a time. Now, if you're going to do this one step at a time, there's probably four areas that you need to make sure these are the underlying things that you're focusing on. It's nothing new. What I'm going to tell you now is something that Jim and I teach on all the time. We have people on Aces Radio Live that this is what they're good at. But these are the four areas. Number one is attitude. More than anything else, attitude determines the direction that a person will go. You can either wallow in self-pity, you can pick yourself up by your bootstraps, and you can move through the crap. That's just the way it is. Number two is relationships. See, if a person is not a people person, if a person has been beat down, bullied, you know, their life has just sucked, it may take you a little bit of time to get them out from underneath that. They may have to get some real counseling, not just you working with them. Okay. Number three is leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And if you can't lead, then you're just out for a walk. So, and the fourth is the personal and professional skills. Talent is not enough. John wrote that book, but it sure helps in some areas. And you've got to work with them to develop those. That's the key there. You've got to be able to put the right resources in their hands. I don't care if it's Anthony Robbins, John Maxwell. I don't care if it's Dondi Scamanchi. Depending on what the situation is, you're going to put them in front of people. You're going to get them resources that's going to help them change their life. You're mentoring them for a purpose. You're wanting to enlarge them. And here's what's going to happen. I've seen this in the last 25, 30 years as an adult in network marketing. When you start to have a person's life enlarged, when they start getting positive, when they start getting excited, when they start coming home from an opportunity meeting, when they come home from a convention, when they get off of a training call or a webinar or anything like that, and they got a big smile on their face, their spouse sees that. And guys, that's a huge one there. It doesn't matter, female or male, when a life starts to get enlarged, it always affects the home, and usually it's in a positive way. People start to get excited. We just heard Jackie Ulmer talking about this. We've heard Deb Warren talk about this. We've heard so many people on the radio shows the last few months talk about the fact that once they started kicking it up a notch, once they started seeing their lives enlarged, all of a sudden their spouse came alongside, wanted to know more. Another thing that you have to do if you're going to enlarge people, you've got to expose them to enlarging experiences. Some of these might be a regional event. Some of them might be a national conference. But I think more importantly than that is that you want to take them to a really rock-solid training event. It could be a Success University put on by Video Plus. It could be the Catalyst Conference, West or East. It could be numerous, training, Tony Robbins, the Jim Rome organization, the Zig Ziglar organization, all these great people out there now are putting on training events where they all come alongside the stage. I know Todd Falcone and some of these guys do an event, it seems, once a year down in Dallas. Guys, you can reach out, find some trainers that are holding events in your area. Get them to an enlarging experience. Let them see what it's about. Let them see that there's other people just like them. I think one of the things that makes Tony Robbins' event so unique compared to anybody else out there is that he engages his audience. There's other people out there that are hurting, people that will stand up and say, I've been thinking about committing suicide, and all of a sudden you see other hands come up in the air. People with, it's amazing the breakthroughs that they have, and that's what you're looking at. I'll tell you another person, and he's somebody that I'm just now getting to know through my friend Tom Chenault, and that's Dr. Stan Harris. Now, he is Mr. Breakthrough, folks, and I'm telling you, you can look him up on the internet. I think it's like Dr. Breakthrough or something like that. But this is a kid that was beat down, run over, gang banged, you name it, picked himself up, got the right mentoring, found somebody that loved him. And he's gone out of his way now to do the same to others. It'll really blow your mind. Stephen Pierce, who's one of his mentors, is another one. You got to expose them to enlarging experiences. Now, this is another one. You've got to teach them to be self-enlargers. Now, if this is tough for you to do, it's going to be tough for you to train on. This may be one of those areas where you've got to get help. You've got to do it. If you've not been in the military or the martial arts, this may be tough for you, because in both of those life experiences, you learn to dig deep within. You rely on your squad, you rely on your battalion, you rely on your air support. But deep inside, you know at any given time you could be on your own, and you've got to pull from within. In the martial arts, it's because it's a one-on-one type of training. You know that you could be out there and facing the unknown. Listen to this. Matter of fact, another takeaway moment, write this down. A successful enlarger evaluates the potential of others and places them in a position to succeed. One of the things that pisses me off to no end are self-proclaimed leaders that purposely put people in failing positions to make themselves look better. And what they don't realize is after a while, people will stop looking at them as a serious mentor. Don't want that, folks. You want
to... Right. Stop right there. You've been pounding on some really, really great points. And for people who are members of teams, that the leader of the team constantly wants to be at the front of the stage and wants you to constantly build on them, you're a member of a team that will never allow you the opportunity to reach your true potential, because you're always going to be stifled in the shadow of that person. Think about that for a minute. Think about what Troy just said, because there's a lot of people in this industry that want you to succeed only to make them look good.
That's sad but true. That is a true statement, folks. You have to, it goes back, make sure that the underlying agenda is to make you a better person. That's what mentors are for. Folks, tomorrow we're still on navigating, but this is the deal. It's third level of influence, mentoring, and we're going to start showing you how to navigate people through it. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you in the morning. Radio for your mind. Bye now.